here's a story from The World.
Nord Stream 2, it's a series of massive offshore pipelines that have been in the works since 2011. The goal is to move natural gas directly from Russia to Germany. For years, the U.S., Ukraine, and other European countries have been against the project. Now the U.S. has changed its tune. Following a new deal with Germany, the U.S. has dropped its opposition to the pipelines. Yuval Weber is an assistant professor at Texas A&M's Bush School of Government. He's been following this story closely. Yuval, let's start with the basics. Why is Nord Stream 2 so significant for Germany and for Russia?
So for Germany and Russia, it gives them a direct pipeline of natural gas that cuts out Ukraine. Currently, Russia gets its natural gas to Europe through a number of different pipelines. Some already go through the North Sea, some go through Ukraine, and some go point south. And so what this would do would cut out the necessity of relying on Ukraine as a transit partner between the two big countries.
And Russia doesn't want the pipeline going through Ukraine. Why not?
Well, they've been at war for the last 7 years, so anything that Russia can do to cut out Ukraine, both in terms of having to pay transit fees, as well as making sure that it doesn't have to work with Ukraine in any substantive manner, that's going to be one of the net benefits for Russia and for Putin.
So take us back to the beginning of this project. What has been the U.S. position regarding Nord Stream 2?
So the U.S. position on Russian natural gas into Europe has been in opposition since the 1960s. Also in the past roughly 10, 20 years or so, the United States has also become a really big energy exporter of its own. So that's been part of U.S. interests in opposing Nord Stream 2, both in terms of reducing Russian influence and increasing competition to Russian gas on an economic level.
So that brings us up to this week. Why did the U.S. do this 180 on a pipeline that it opposed for so long?
Well, President Biden came in, the thing was already more than 90% done. And it would appear that he just took a look at the lay of the land and said, it's only a matter of time before this thing really gets done. And obviously, there's a lot of opposition in Washington right now, because the sentiment around town is that anything that allows Russia to increase its geopolitical or economic influence in Europe is ultimately going to weaken NATO resolve and really put Ukraine in a difficult position as it defends its territory and its sovereignty. But then President Biden really sort of took, I think, a look at all the issues that are surrounding his diplomatic approach to Germany and to Europe and said, in effect, that's more important than this particular pipeline. So what can we as the United States do in order to basically compensate Ukraine through this, that, and the other, and basically just move this off the agenda?
I mean, those circumstances are real for sure, but it's hard not to read between the lines and wonder if the U.S. is basically saying it values its relationship with Germany and stability with Russia more than its relationship with Ukraine.
I think the hard-hearted or clear-eyed, as it were, view is the United States views Ukraine as a valuable partner, but Germany is a valuable ally. And that's the fundamental difference.
How are Ukrainian officials reacting to this move by the U.S. on Nord Stream 2?
I think about somewhere between apoplectic and trying to be polite in public. They understand that they need U.S. support more than anything else in order to survive politically. So they can certainly criticize the idea that Europe and the United States are not helping them defend themselves against Russia, but they're obviously not very happy about this.
Yuval, this seems to mark the end of a multi-year saga. Russia and Germany getting what they want and everyone moves on. But what points of geopolitical tension can you see unraveling over the coming years that could impact Nord Stream 2?
So one of the things that Russia has always tried to put itself forward is they want, obviously, Ukraine to collapse. Their view on Ukraine is that Ukraine belongs in their sphere of influence. Ukraine is a buffer zone to protect them against Europe, NATO, the West in general. And what we're talking about is whether Ukraine is going to be able to exercise its own sovereignty and make its own decisions. So there's going to be a lot of different points of conflict in terms of whether Russia will ever increase the level of violence in Ukraine in order to destabilize that country as it gets closer and closer to EU membership. And what Russia is going to take heart from this is when it comes down to the dollars and cents, or, you know, the euros and cents, as it were, the United States and Europe fundamentally don't look at Ukraine as being important enough to jeopardize economic growth. And that's basically what it all came down to.
Yuval Weber is an assistant professor at Texas A&M Bush School of Government's Washington, D.C. campus, speaking with us about the U.S. position on the Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline, moving fuel from Germany to Russia, but detouring around Ukraine. As of this week, the U.S. supports the pipeline. Yuval, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.